Weapons manufacturers of partner states can test their new models on Russian occupiers in Ukraine. In this way, the manufacturers will know how effective their weapons are in real war conditions. Minister of Defense of Ukraine Alexei Reznikov said this during a discussion organized by the Atlantic Council. "I think this is a good chance for our partners in Poland, the USA, France, Germany, or our Turkish partners to test their weapons. So give us the tools, we will finish the job, and you will have new information," Reznikov said. According to him, Ukraine is now, in fact, a testing ground. Many weapons are now being tested in real combat conditions against the Russian army, which has many of its own modern systems. They have intelligent means of electronic warfare and communications, air defense, cruise missiles and ballistic missiles, as well as other equipment. "We share all information and experience with our partners. We are interested in testing modern systems in combat against the enemy," the minister noted. He also added that Ukraine needed about 50 HIMARS and M270 MLRS to effectively deter the invaders. "A successful counteroffensive of the armed forces requires approximately 100 HIMARS and additional APCs, IFVs and reconnaissance drones." Bohdan Marushiak,